I remember thinking back from 1986 right up to 89. The times we spent together can't be supplemented, but I know now what you intended and set out to accomplish. Astonishment seeped throughout the fight of your last days, rapid spreading of the cancer. I wish I had an answer. Your death indirectly affected me in more ways than one. My master plan of attacks fulfilling that which you begun. My mind is on a full-blown focus so far. All attempts have shown hopeless, but I got components and code of ethics that you taught me when my father split the situation. Worked through the rough in self-righteous occupation, so at the end of the tunnel you can walk tall and feel proud. But I feel like crying out loud every time there's recollections. Eric B for presidential re-elections, while I feel like killing industry motherfuckers in succession just to prove a lesson. I try addressing all the problems as they arise. Frustration brings salt to the eyes when I think about you. I remember writing my first rhymes. You were looking over my shoulder, standing silent as my mentor. Now I'm older. This soldier of misfortune's taking the weight of picking up the slack for those forgotten how to act in public forum. I floor them with my integrity and self-discipline. While they're out committing sin, I'm practicing the art of chopping breaks. Kill the coffin breaks. I got plans for bootleggers and snakes. Wrecking the beat trade by making everything available to suckers. So now these rich motherfuckers can walk into a store and buy the knowledge that was sacred. My hatred runs deep. My mental runs deeper than the average street savage. Talk about how much skills he got. Not, he's just another missing link upon the brink of exploitation. Traffic violations and rented rides leading to citations, while my creations bear the mark of my forefathers. You're not forgotten. We can swing along with these warmongers and savages.